Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Mission Possible with your host, Chris Cope. She is the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, and we are always so excited to chat with her, but even more excited today, she's in studio. Yay!
Yes, just my quietest cowbell.
Those are cute little tiny cowbells.
They sound like church bells, don't they?
They do, actually. They each have their own key that they're being rung
for
in.
For the listeners that don't know, I have developed a love for cowbells thanks to my love for Hastings Family Service, and I have many, and you get one at new employee orientation, and you get one that's engraved when you are an outgoing board member, so it's a prestigious role.
Sounds like
to have a cowbell, and we ring cowbells all the time to celebrate the smallest little victories, because it's
the little victories that have made Hastings Family Service what they've been for
exactly.
51 years.
Yes, 51 years. And so I don't know why, but I had a couple cowbells sitting. These are my phone cowbells, because I hate to ring too loud when I'm talking to someone on the phone, but there's always an opportunity to say, oh, we got to ring cowbell for that. And so I found that it's best I use this quiet one, and so I threw them in my purse on the
How
way over.
How sweet. Thank you.
Just for the listeners.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. So let's just talk about Gobblegate is coming up on Thanksgiving morning, and
you said
in our last segment that registration is open.
It is. So please go to gobblegate.com, and you can find all the good information. You can see the new and improved, newly launched website. Some of the pages are still under construction, but we're continuing to get all the information up there, and we are going to be back in full swing for that fabulous Thanksgiving Day tradition.
So that'll be here before we know it.
It will be.
So how fun. Chris, also in our last segment, you were talking about how busy it's been at Hastings Family Service and that you felt bad you couldn't help answer the phones. Are you short of volunteers?
We are. We definitely are looking for volunteers right now, and we're really excited because one of the new shifts that we've created in particularly in our store or in our food shelf is a two-hour shift.
Nice.
And so we've always had these half-day shifts where it was either you come in the morning or you have the full afternoon. And for some folks, that just might be too long. And so we now have created a new two-hour shift, and we're looking for those in multiple areas. And so how volunteers can get information is they can go to our website at www.hastingsfamilyservice.org. And if you go to the volunteer tab, you can find all the information. And basically, it starts with a simple application where you tell us a little bit about yourself. In addition to that, you can talk about your interests. And then Maria Slavik, our volunteer coordinator, will give you a call and set up a first informational interview where you can get your questions answered. We can learn a little bit more about how we might be able to fit you in one of our open areas. And hopefully we can find a perfect place for you to volunteer. And, you know, we've had volunteers that say, I'd really like to start in the food shelf. And they realize, oh, gosh, maybe that's too physical for me. And so then we move them over to maybe another area. So there's a lot of different opportunities. And sometimes it takes a while to figure out, exactly, you know, what is a good fit for you. And we have special events volunteers. We have data entry volunteers. And actually right now we have some specific needs, specifically our volunteer receptionist is an area that we're going to be recruiting possibly one more volunteer. That's our highest level volunteer. And so it requires really multitasking, giving great customer service, answering the phone, doing a little bit of triage to try and hear from someone on the other end of the phone what exactly they're looking for, and then getting them connected to the right person, whether it's a ride to a medical appointment or Meals on Wheels funding information or whatever it is, or possibly just scheduling an appointment for the food shelf. So that is one position that we're looking for. We also are looking for help in our Rivertown Treasures thrift store. And right now, since the pandemic hit, we're probably, for all of our volunteer positions, we're probably on average up at about 60% return rate. So we have about 40% of our volunteer slots that or people that have not come back.
For various reasons, I would assume.
Yep, there's a few that have decided to retire.
There was a good reason to.
Yeah, exactly. They might be in there. We have many volunteers in their 80s.
Oh, I know.
Who have just said, you know, after being at home for a year and a half, they're still not comfortable coming back. Or this might be just the time that you know, it's just not going to volunteer. They've done their time. So we've been very lucky. For instance, I think our volunteer receptionists were at about 69% return rate, but they're filling 100% of the shifts. And so we haven't had a lot of openings in our shifts.
And what are those shifts, Chris? Is it just during your business hours?
Yep. So business hours, Monday through Friday, is 8:30 to 5. And then actually, Rivertown Treasures is also open on Saturdays. So they're open 9 to 5 on Saturdays. So we have a few more shifts at Rivertown Treasures. So, yeah. So, but, you know, right now we could use some additional help. And even subbing, we love subs. Maybe someone isn't interested in filling a full shift. So a lot of our volunteers say, we might have a Tuesday shift available on Tuesday afternoons from 1 to 5. So someone says, I just don't want to commit to every Tuesday. And the nice thing, when you're a volunteer, you know, you are a volunteer, so it's not like you have to take time off. You do have to let us know you're going to be gone, and we'll find someone else. But those subs come in handy, really great, and they provide that extra flexibility where volunteers don't feel bad if they're gone. And we don't want our volunteers to feel bad. You are a volunteer, and you come when you're available. And so, you know.
But with your volunteer shifts, I just want to better understand it. It is an ongoing commitment.
It is.
So if you say, I can volunteer on a Monday or a Tuesday afternoon, you are expected then to volunteer every Tuesday afternoon.
If that's the shift that you fill.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Yes, that's how we
typically
work it.
It's kind of nice. Then people can plan around their own schedule. Uh-huh. And that's a great way to, I think, you know, keep lots of people involved, but yet.
Yeah, and a lot of our volunteers like it. Like a couple of them will say, oh, it's my favorite day because I get to come down here. And, you know, it's a commitment. They know what their responsibilities are. They're contributing, you know, they're giving back, they're making a difference. And so I'll let you, I've got some specific shifts that we have right now.
Yes, please.
Rivertown Treasure Thrift Store. We do need volunteers on Wednesday mornings. Also need volunteers on Saturdays on all shifts. And then also to fill the new two-hour shift throughout the week. So there are multiple openings. We probably have the largest amount of openings right now at Rivertown Treasures. We also need some additional sorters, morning and afternoon shifts. And so we have both that front of the house and the back of the house kind of volunteer that shift that's available right now. The sorter is in the back. Going through that mountain of donations and determining what's going to be going out on the floor or what's going to be going into the warehouse for another season. And then the folks in the store are putting the merchandise out, waiting on customers, you know, tidying the store. We have a new volunteer, and she's there today, and she's been around for a couple months, and she is just a natural merchandiser. And
that's a gift.
It is. And she gets so excited. And one day she sold 4 aprons. I'm like, I didn't know there was a run on aprons. I didn't even know we had aprons. She wore them. And she just is a regular, she's just natural sales. She's got a sales pitch for everything. And so every time you go and see her, she goes, have you seen this? So today she knows I have a granddaughter who's only 6 months old.
Have you seen this?
Yes. It was this cute little like piano. And it you could change it to every, it could sound like a violin, or it could sound like a, you know, a horn, or it could sound like a cat, or it could sound like
start them early.
And she's like, oh my God, it's amazing, Chris, you need this. And I know that my daughter would kill me if I started bringing things for the baby who's only 6 months old when this is for like a 2-year-old. And so I said, oh gosh, thank you. But
timing's not right.
I'm going to let someone else enjoy that. It was a fabulous toy. It was $2.99, you know, so you can't beat that. So anyway, she just has so much fun, you know, just engaging with the customer and making it a fun time. And we have a team of volunteers on Mondays now. So our store is not open on Mondays to the general public because we've kind of devoted that day to trying to do our clothing voucher program as much as possible. So it's a great way where families who are getting our free clothing vouchers can come in privately where there are no shopping
Wonderful. Customers.
And it works really well. And on Mondays now, the Cochran House is coming, and it's working out so well because our volunteers there really can give good customer service. And I was talking with one of the volunteers yesterday, and she said, I just love those gentlemen at the Cochran House. You know, they're just so appreciative. And it's just such a blessing to be able to help them find everything they need, whether they're job interviewing or they literally have the clothes on their back and they need, you know, really everything from socks and underwear to pajamas to a warm coat. And so it really really is, there's just a lot of fun ways that you can get involved. And one of the things that I also wanted to note is that the donations are being accepted Tuesday through Friday is the day we accept donations. Okay. So we're not accepting them on Mondays again, because that's our day. We're just focusing on getting the store ready for opening and then clothing vouchers. But one of the areas we always have a shortage is men's clothing, and specifically larger sizes and the winter jackets. So if any of you men out there have some, in good used condition winter coats hanging in your closet, you know, you got a new one for this winter and you're thinking it's time that you could maybe clean out that closet, you know, we really would appreciate that. Men just don't have the clothing that you and I have, Mo. And so there's just seems to never be enough. And like I said, the Cochran House is primarily men. And, you know, when they come, we want to, and I need, that's a good reminder to me. Rich Cope has plenty of things in his closet so that we could probably bring in. So,
are you finding that your thrifters or the people that donate to you, that they have come back? Also, you mentioned 60% of your volunteers have come back. Is the percentage about the same for people that are giving to you?
Our sales have been extraordinary. The first two, I actually haven't gotten the third month. So we've been open July and August. The July and August sales were like definitely on track for what we were seeing before the pandemic. People are so excited. And you know, there is a sector of our community that they're either just super thrifty or this is how they make their budget stretch. And so it's just really a blessing that we can be there for whoever it is, you know. And I'll admit, I'm more thrifty in my old age too. I'm more practical about how I spend my money. And I will be a lifelong thrifter for sure. And yesterday we had a family of eight who came in for their clothing voucher, and that's quite an endeavor, you know, to outfit a family of eight. Can you imagine? I can't imagine cooking for a family of eight, doing laundry for a family of eight. And, you know, what a blessing that we could help that family get
stretch
everything they needed to just get those, everyone, you know, in warm coats and boots and all those things. So yeah, boots is another, big item.
Sure, as we're heading into the winter months, now would be the time to try your boots on, and if they don't fit,
bring them on. Yes, for kids particularly.
So children's clothes also, I would assume?
Yep, children's clothing, probably men's and children are always the, you know, we probably have more women's clothing than we ever know what to do with, like most of us. And so that's never, we never ever shortage of women's clothing. So yeah, so it's a great place. The family of eight yesterday, apparently she was doing a household voucher too. And so, you know, getting kind of just clean, getting new assortment of towels and bedding and all those things that we all need to replace at times. And so we do have good conditioned things like that that really are helpful. When a family's on a tight budget, those are the kind of things that just are more difficult to afford when you're on a fixed income, or when a family of eight, I can't imagine mama's working. I mean, it's just, how would you work? And she is working. She's running a family of eight. She's working a lot harder than I am. So, Rivertown Treasure is a really fun place. I love visiting with those ladies. They do a beautiful job.
And Chris, if somebody's listening and they might be intimidated by perhaps applying for one of these jobs, you offer training and it's a super low-key work environment, isn't it?
Yes, we sure do. Yep, there is training. You'll always shadow. You'll always be working with another person. The store manager will always be there. So
you'll never be working by yourself.
No, and for many of our ladies, it's like, oh, I've never used an iPad before because we use a Square.
Sure.
Well, it is so intuitive and so easy, and people just love the Square. Like we thought, oh my God, they're not going to like moving from the old fashioned cash register to the Square. It's and people that have started using the Square, they go out and get an iPad because they're so excited. They're like, I love this is so easy. And they go, I don't know how to use a computer, but I know how to use an iPad. So yeah, it is really, it's fun. If you're a little kind of intimidated by an iPad or a computer, come and learn how to use a Square and you'll get over the fear real quick. So yeah, very fun. So yep, so the other places we need help is the donation center, and we need volunteers on Wednesday afternoons and Saturdays, and substitutes. And the donation center is really our customer service person who manages all the donations that come through the front door. They help manage our free shelf, which has all of our free. Right now we have plenty of produce. We actually don't need any more. We don't need any more tomatoes. We can't keep up. You know, it's been a bonus year for tomatoes. They love this warm weather, and we just can't handle how much is coming in. And so we're so fortunate to have so much coming through the door. But those donation centers, center volunteers help bring donations in. They sometimes they even do some multitasking and do pricing and things like that with the store. And they're the kind of just managing kind of the two areas, the people coming through the store and the people coming in with donations. So and then just friends, we do need volunteers that drive to and from medical appointments. And that's our one of our more flexible programs. Very easy. Once or twice a week, you get an email and it says, "Oh, we have these rides available next Tuesday. Someone needs to go to Alina Clinic at 9 o'clock, and Wednesday someone needs to go to United Hospital." And you get to pick and choose, so you don't have to take a ride. You're not committed to anything. You can pass over the rides. We have people that do grocery shopping for individuals. So we have a gentleman that during the pandemic, that program was suspended.
What's that called?
Just Friends.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yes, Just Friends. And it was wonderful. One of our volunteer drivers, we've had volunteer drivers that continue to do dialysis for a couple of our people because that's just life sustaining.
Essential, yes.
Yep. And then we had a gentleman who his grocery shopping happens because of Just Friends. And she says, well, he couldn't not go to the grocery store. And so during the whole pandemic, she continued to take him to the grocery store. So it's a great program, a great way to kind of get to know folks. And it's a more intimate level of volunteering because you get to know the people we serve. And then one of the last ones is our food shelf. We're expanding our food rescue. It's where we go out and pick up food at grocery stores. And we're looking to increase our team and have two folks go out. So this is a position that requires lifting. And you do have to be able to, and you need to have a vehicle or be able to ride along in someone's vehicle and put that food in there. And so some of the big tubs are 30 pounds, you know, so it can be heavy lifting. So, but it's a lot of guys enjoy it. Well, we have women that do it too, I guess. Really enjoy it. They get to go out and just help stock the food shelf with fresh produce and meat. And they're always excited. They're like, oh, look what we brought back this time. Because we never know what we're getting. We get birthday cakes, bakery, all kinds of interesting things. And so we're going to start expanding that. We're doing Coburn's right now, and eventually we'll also be expanding to the other grocery stores. So yes, give us some volunteer support. That's how we do this work.
Well, we really appreciate your time today, Chris. Chris Cope, she's Executive Director of Hastings Family Service. And again, it's very easy to volunteer. How can people do that?
All they do is either best way is to go to our website at www.hastingsfamilyservice.org, go to the volunteer page, fill out an application, or if you want to just ask some questions before you do that, you can call Maria Slavik at Hastings Family Service at 437-7134.
Thanks so much. And you are listening to another edition of Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.